Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 1st of December. I hope you're well. Right. Yeah, thanks for the response, Chester. I'm fine. I think people thought I wasn't fine. I'm absolutely fine. You know what I'm like. I say my piece, sound off. I'm just sick of this complete and utter people. I'm sick of people framing things how they are, people acting with no evidence or nonsense. You know, the President of the United States tweets bullshit all day long and it just filters down. Nothing he says holds up to scrutiny. And society's become like that in general. With 24-hour news and social media, everybody is just, in my opinion, and it is an opinion, the majority of people just talk complete and utter bollocks and it's starting to be accepted as the norm. And when you've got people digging me out and saying that, you know, championship, no away teams and goals in the Premier League and the game's gone and all that with absolute based on nothing, being negative about anything, then I'm going to say my piece. And as I've said, certain individuals who dig me out all the time, people know who they are, but I've offered them a chance to come on the pod and talk civilly about it and they don't want to because they're happier shouting from the sidelines and just being knobs about it. I will still talk to anybody. I got told I suppressed football data. I mean, what complete and utter bollocks. You want to talk about football data? I'm the most reachable person on the planet. Don't hide anywhere. Come and get hold of me and let's have a conversation. But I'm absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong. I'm the ultimate member, I'm not going to lie, he disappointed me yesterday. That setup. It's getting that across to people that it doesn't matter. I don't care what people say. It doesn't matter what you're betting. If you can't get a grip of yourself, it's not going to work. And I've tried, and I feel I've really tried to get that across over the last 6 months in particular with people that look at yourself first before you even place a bet. And I just see people, I could say anything. I could say, I think, I don't know, Marine are going to beat Tottenham today and 10 people will run off and have a bet on them. Just have a little think about it all. Anyway, you are right, football has gone. Football is absolutely destroyed because when we look at the league table, the old fucking carpet baggers, West Ham, are in the top five. So that tells me that it's all gone absolutely tits up. What is going on? Ollie Watkins, there's something that annoys me. When we talk about things that annoy you losing, I have got a bugbear. And the guys in the Telegram group may have seen Montpellier at the weekend. We bet a first half goal at Montpellier, get a penalty, missed penalties. Professional footballers missing penalties is a real bugbear of mine. It's something I do get for fuck's sake about. You know, VAR issues, and the guys have had a chat this morning about VAR, and I get people's argument with it that this is nonsense and 5 minutes with all these lines being drawn. I fully understand that. My argument for it or is as long as they do exactly the same every time, I've got no massive issue with it because it's not favouring anybody. But players missing penalties. I mean, I watched the Brighton, the first one, the guy missed the goal. Ollie Watkins last night leaning back. The Montpellier guy skied it. I think before first lockdown, some of the stuff me and Suggsy do, I think we had 8 missed penalties on the spin go against us. Or it was certainly 7 out of 8. I can't remember the 8th one. Drives me mad. 12 yards out. That's all they do all day. They stand there. I get it perhaps in a real like World Cup semi-final shootout. Immense pressure. But in a league game, you don't do anything else all day. You know, that Brighton guy, he didn't even touch the goal. The Montpellier guy, it's like he's taking a sand iron out. That is the one thing that drives me mad. Anyway, I'm going to be quiet the next couple of days. 2020 just continues to piss on people, doesn't it? I had a phone call last night, which I didn't answer because I was just keeping an eye on the football and I just wasn't really in the mood to answer it. But it was from one of my friends. He's rung me again at 8 o'clock this morning. One of my very best mates has been, he was feeling ill, glands up, thought he had maybe a bit of COVID and that, went to the doctors yesterday. And he's been told he's got irremovable cancer tumours under his tongue and down his throat. So I'm going to go over and have a wander somewhere with him today. Nothing you can do, is there? Just typical bollocks that gets dealt on people. And again, that's what annoys me when people are having, you know, I say something all the time. It doesn't matter, it's not just me, when everybody's got things going on in their lives. when you're having a go and trolling people and digging at people. There's absolutely no thought of the person on the other end. It's just scum. That's what it is. But yeah, I haven't seen him obviously with lockdown, so I'm going to go over and have a walk. What a shit time to be told that, eh? Just before Christmas. Doesn't get any better, does it? Fucking murder 2020. We'll all be glad to see the back of it. But yes, no, I'm absolutely fine. Genuinely, thank you for people who thought that I wasn't. I'm never going to change. I'm too long in the tooth now, and I will say my piece. And if people don't like it, then tough shit. If you've got something substantial to say, come out and say it and provide some evidence to it, rather than just this speculative bollocks that people spout non-stop. That's what annoys me, you know. If the president, and that is a prime example, if the president has got absolute categoric proof of election fraud, show it. That's all you got to do, show it. You've had a month now, show it. Just standing, rambling like a fucking crazy loon, posting pictures of Fox News and affidavits doesn't, that's not evidence. There's affidavits that he raped 13-year-old kids, it's not evidence. It's just ridiculous. But that's the benchmark, isn't it? If the president's doing it, how can we expect normal people to behave themselves? And Lord Dio, very Christmassy. Thank you, son. I haven't ignored you on Twitter. I've tried just not to be on Twitter, but you've amused me with a couple of things. The airport last week and that little Christmas decorations. Thank you ever so much. It is Christmas, Advent. Everybody get your stuff out. Let's all get in a good mood ready for Christmas. Let's smash it. Right, these horses need to get some winners. It's all a little bit drib and drab, isn't it? Even these at the minute. There's only one today. Lingfield, 253 Finnegan's Garden. 253 Finnegan's Garden. Have I got anything else? No, I think that is it. As I say, so I'm not going to be about today. I'm going to do my bits. There is no football this afternoon, this evening for me. I've had a look. If you look at the plus on numbers on the Championship, guys, who've got that sheet, just shows you how desperate it is. I'm sure that'll turn around a bit. I think we're going to have some bits tomorrow, so I'll get those out in the morning. Other than that, have a lovely little Tuesday. Enjoy yourselves. And I will be back with you. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll do a podcast. But as I say, I just wouldn't mind going. I'm not going to, with Kent being tier three, I'm not going to get to see many people. I just want to go and have a wander with this guy, go for a walk. And offer my support and things. You know what you do. And I will, I'll be back with you all. I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning. Wednesday stats. I'm going to do the unders at these half times, two and a halves. I know some people have been asking all about that. I'm going to clarify that. We'll do unders and overs. Good games to get involved in at half time. I've got loads of stuff on that, so I might do a fairly lengthy one, and I might post some Excel sheets if I get time on the website for people to download and have a look at, which will just sort of help back up stuff that you're looking at. You know, clearly, if you've had a goal at any time in the first half, it changes the outlook of the game. You know, somebody said about different scorelines, any goal, you know, if Tottenham go 1-0 up against Chelsea, it's a different game to 0-0, because obviously then Chelsea are chasing the game. And if Chelsea went 1-0 up, Tottenham can't adopt that Mourinho, let's sit back and play for the 0-0. They have to go and try and get a goal. So, you know, that opens things up. So I've got loads of stats on the score lines and this, that and the other, but a lot of it I think is probably best just to get the Excel sheets on the website for people to get half an idea, as opposed to the confusion I caused talking about it last week quickly in my usual gibbering rambles. Anyway, have a lovely little Tuesday. I think I said Wednesday before, but have a lovely Tuesday, and I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.